This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said India is strongly raising the concerns of the Global South on every global platform. Addressing the Conference of Speakers and Presiding Officers of the Commonwealth at Samvidhan Sadan in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said during its G20 presidency as well, India placed the priorities of the Global South at the center of the global agenda.
भारत हर ग्लोबल प्लेटफॉर्म पर ग्लोबल साउथ के हितों को पूरी मजबूती से उठा रहा है अपनी G20 अध्यक्षता के दौरान भी भारत ने ग्लोबल साउथ की चिंताओं को वैश्विक एजेंडे के केंद्र में रखा भारत का ये लगातार प्रयास है कि हम जो भी इनोवेशन करें उससे पूरे ग्लोबल साउथ को लाभ हो कॉमनवेल्थ देशों को फायदा
हो प्राइम मिनिस्टर सेड इन इंडिया डेमोक्रेसी मींस लास्ट माइल डिलीवरी एंड द गवर्नमेंट इज working with the spirit of public welfare for every individual without any discrimination.
भारत में डेमोक्रेसी का अर्थ लास्ट माइल डिलीवरी है हम एक लोक कल्याण की भावना से हर व्यक्ति के लिए बिना किसी भेदभाव के काम कर रहे हैं और इसी लोक कल्याण की भावना के कारण बीते कुछ वर्षों में भारत में 25 करोड़ लोग गरीबी से बाहर निकले हैं
The Supreme Court stayed the FIRs registered by the West Bengal Police against Enforcement Directorate, ED, officials in connection with the recent searches at the premises of political consultancy firm IPAC and the residence of its co-founder Prateek Jain in Kolkata. The Apex Court observed that the petitions raised serious questions of alleged interference by state agencies in a central investigation. A bench of Justices Prashant Kumar Mishra and Vipul Pancholi issued notice to West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee, Director General of Police Rajiv Kumar, Kolkata Police Commissioner and others on the ED's pleas, alleging obstruction during the search operations conducted last week. India and Israel signed a joint ministerial declaration of intent to strengthen collaboration in the fisheries and aquaculture sectors. The declaration was signed during the second Global Summit on Blue Food Security, See the Future 2026, held in Israel. In a statement, the Ministry of Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying said that the declaration focuses on joint research and development in advanced aquaculture technologies, responsible fishing practices and capacity building. Union Power Minister Manohar Lal said that India has more than doubled its installed power generation capacity from 249 gigawatt in 2014 to over 510 gigawatt in 2025. Addressing the curtain raiser of the Bharat Electricity Summit 2026 in New Delhi yesterday, the minister said that India is now the world's third largest producer and consumer of electricity. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that several reforms have been implemented to modernise the forces and that such changes in a large organisation are challenging but essential. He said that India is moving ahead with a clear roadmap to build one of the world's strongest armed forces by 2047. Mr. Singh was addressing at the Shaurya Divas program at Jaipur's Sawai Man Singh Stadium, expressing gratitude to the Indian Army for its unwavering service to the nation. In Chhattisgarh, 52 Maoists surrendered before security forces in Bijapur district. A total reward of 1 crore 45 lakh rupees had been declared on these Maoists. President of the European Council, Antonio Luis Santos da Costa, and the President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, will be chief guests at the 77th Republic Day celebrations at Kartavya Path on 26th of January. At the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, both the leaders will be on a three-day state visit to India from 25th of January. The UNSC is due to meet today for a briefing on the situation in Iran as tensions remain high following weeks of nationwide protest and a violent crackdown by authorities. India's ace shuttler Lakshya Sen defeated Japan's Nishimoto Kenta to reach the men's single quarterfinals of the India Open Badminton Tournament in New Delhi. And with that, we end this news bulletin.